Into the Blender, episode 21.
Listening to End of the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week. Hey everybody, welcome back to End of the Blender. This is Viv.
And this is Chooch.
We're just kind of hanging out slow motion style this weekend. Well, today. Yesterday was very busy. Today, not so much. Today,
yes.
We're creeping like turtles. Very slowly.
Very lethargic.
Yeah.
That's a word.
It is. It's an appropriate word, too. I was just thinking that's a very appropriate word. We haven't had any major medical crisis. Yay! It's been an almost calm couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The big thrill for me, of course, was that M came home.
Yay.
I missed my baby. My almost 6 foot tall baby. Or maybe he is 6 foot tall now because I feel like I have to crane up a little further to see his little eyes. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah. So, but it's great to have him home. Usual clash of teen versus parents kind of stuff, but... Boy, there have been some throwdowns on that end, but nothing that's out of the ordinary, I think.
Yeah.
He's such a good kid.
That's true.
He's got a good heart, and he doesn't get into the dumb stuff. He's just a good kid. But he's a teenager. Our sworn enemy. No, I'm kidding. So one thing that when we did our rundown last time, of what we'd been doing, we kind of put it out of order because it was it was its own big event day for us.
Right.
So we decided, well, we'll kind of go out of order and we'll do this day another day, the next time we record. And it was actually the day after the 4th of July, it was July 5th, where we had a great day.
We went up to Command Line and Cammy Cat's house.
Yeah, that was so fun.
For a 4th of July barbecue. Mm-hmm. And they had an amazing spread of meats.
It was so good.
And sweets and everything in between.
Yeah.
Massive amounts of food.
Yeah.
And very good beer.
And even better company.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There were some... They had some friends that we had met before that aren't really part of the Twitter tribe podcasting group. So just other actual real life friends that were very nice.
Yeah.
And then other podcasters.
Yeah.
Brand Gamblin and Allie were there with their daughter, Elf Princess.
Yeah.
T and his wife and daughter came by.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun.
Oh, it was a blast. And don't forget Grail Wolf.
Yeah, he wasn't there for the whole thing. He got there a little late. He had some stuff to do.
Heather wasn't able to come. She was out of town.
Yeah.
So we didn't get to see her that day, but we did get some little convo time with Mark, which is always awesome.
Mm-hmm. And we watched Yellowbeard. So it had been discovered that a couple of the people had never seen it before.
I know.
That was fun.
Yeah, that's a funny movie. And the funny thing to me about that movie is that I think that came out when I was like in the sixth or seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of maybe the only movie. It's the only movie that I can remember ever walking out of.
Really?
I told you this before and you gave me that same look. Like, I can't believe you. I'm going to block it out. But I was there with a friend and we thought it was like an adventure kind of movie. We didn't expect it to be that kind of a comedy. And, you know, we were goofy, you know, like 12-year-old girls. And we're like, this is stupid. And we walked out, you know, looking for cute guys instead. So, yeah. But I ever since I saw it, you know, in later years, I always thought it was a crack up and was able to recite, you know, lines from it whenever possible, because there's just some really funny one-liners in there.
Mm-hmm. So we had a great visit there, and then we actually had to rush out early before the festivities were completed.
They did some gaming. Mm-hmm. They were getting out games and stuff, but we had to go because we had plans for that night. It was really fun, though, because we got there during the whole flurry of getting the barbecue grill going and getting all the food cooked and all the dishes everybody brought pulled together and just catching up and visiting, because it seemed like it had been a long time since we saw everybody, but really hadn't been that long.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun, though. And it was so nice of Tom and Andrea to open up their house to everybody and just give everybody a place to come chill out, chit-chat, talk. It was a lot of fun. They were just starting up a gaming session, but we already had plans for that night to go and see May break off for her birthday.
Yeah.
So we went down to Richmond and met up with Scott and May.
Mm-hmm. And Jet was there for May's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She had taken like a vacation time, so she had been there, I think, for part of the week.
Well, it was 4th of July week, and I think she went down Thursday night or Thursday or Friday or something like that. So she had been there for that. She was, you know, taking the holiday weekend down there.
Yeah. So I know they had some pool time and hang time.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to Scott and May's, and we actually end up meeting Scott's brother and a friend.
Mm-hmm. Who I think he has... If I had to close my eyes, listening to them talk, I couldn't tell them apart.
Yeah.
He sounded exactly like Scott.
Yeah.
He was younger, obviously, but... Mm-hmm. They sounded the same. They pronounced things the same. Their voices were the same. It was eerie. It was cool. He was really nice, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, of course, Max.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met a couple other friends that they have. One of Scott's friends from work. And
well, one of them was Jet's new man.
That's right.
Jet's got a new man now. And he's super nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to meet, and I don't know if we're allowed to say his name. That's a Jet thing.
Yeah, this is true.
Property of Jet, POJ. So I don't know if I'm going to say that, but we also got to meet Julia, who's a super sweet gal.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hung out at Scott and May's for a little while and warmed up a bit, so to speak. And then, you know, we headed out to this really fun club.
Mars Bar.
The Mars Bar, that's right.
Got all drink on.
Yeah, it's an 80s bar in Richmond, and we had a lot of fun. And at one point, I actually was walking around going, look, because they had albums on the wall. They had album covers on the wall. And I was going, I had that one. I had that one. Nina Hagen, I had that. You know, it's very cool to go, you know, down memory lane of my record collection without having to break open the box in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
They played great music. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it was... Yeah, we had to spend the night at Scott and May's. Well, we were out very late.
Yes.
I think we closed the bar.
Yeah, we got kicked out of the bar.
We would have stayed longer. The apple teenies were nami.
Chairs were on the tables.
Yeah.
The lights were up.
Yeah. But they were still playing music. They haven't learned how to switch to country western or anything like that to clear people out yet.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun, though. We had a lot of fun.
So we all got back to Man Scott's and then...
chatted for hours after that, too.
Talked.
I don't even remember what we talked about, but it was fun.
Everything?
Everything.
Solved all the world's problems?
We did. If only we had taken notes, we could have come out of there with some real solutions for the world.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they're gone.
Yes.
So it was a really, really fun day. We did a lot of driving because we got up and we drove to Maryland and then... On our way to Richmond, we stopped by to visit RD, who was home.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He went home. We were going to stop by the hospital and visit him, but he got released that day.
Yeah.
So we got to visit him at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's doing super great. He got clearance from the doctor to just go play.
Mm-hmm.
He can't do any contact sports or anything crazy, but he's been swimming, he's been playing, he's been running around, he's been riding his bike.
Yeah.
And he's doing really well. And his birthday was Thursday. And you were stuck at work late. Stupid job. But I got to go and take him his presents and stuff. And he was just, you know, 12-year-old kid. He turned 12 and wasn't confined to a bed and wasn't in miserable pain like he had been before the surgery. It was a pretty damn good day.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And another little guy that's doing really well is our niece's new baby, Jay.
Yes.
Who, you know, he was released and he was a little on the light side, very on the light side. He was just under 5 pounds, which I didn't know they could release him under five, but they can now.
Mm-hmm.
And My niece is doing a great job fattening him up.
Yeah.
The doctor was a little wowed at how much weight she had got on him because she was being very, very regimented. Okay, it's time to feed him. Give me the baby. I don't care what else is going on. It's time for him to eat. She was feeding him every 2 hours on the nose. And, you know, he would start to fall asleep and she would wake him up to make sure he kept eating. And he put on a nice little bit of weight and they're very happy with his progress. And looks like he's going to be fine.
Awesome.
And he's just the cutest. I swear, everybody's just head over heels in love with him. He's so cute. If he wasn't family, he'd be my new boyfriend. I'm telling you, he's adorable. And he's got this cute little smile. It's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing really well, too. And just so grateful and thankful for that, that we had a nice little 2 weeks without anybody.
Yeah.
In dire crisis, you know, on this coast. So that was really cool.
Nice for a change.
Yeah. You've been working a lot lately, babe.
Yeah.
You've been nonstop.
The week before last, I had to be boss man, which is like a whole lot of extra load of stuff to do because I still have to do, you know, my job. And then do everything that normally the boss does, attending all the meetings that he attends. And I mean, that Monday, because it happened to fall that that's this one set of monthly meetings they do. On Monday, I think we had 10 hours of meetings.
Oh, my Lord.
Just of meetings. And then you're supposed to, you know,
come out and
catch
do
up
stuff.
On email and like do work. Yeah. Whew.
Poor thing.
I think I had 2 15-minute breaks somewhere in the day. Yeah. And then the next day, did a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
There was like, I think somewhere between 6 and 8 hours of meetings.
Oh, so you really cut back.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I got a lot done that day. And actually, it was kind of like that, where the next day was cut down by another couple hours. So,
wow.
By Friday, I only had like 3 meetings.
Wow. Which is almost like a regular day for you on your job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that was interesting. Mm-hmm. And then last week, was back to normal, but the boss was getting caught back up on his stuff. I was getting caught back up on stuff.
Yeah.
And we were hitting an annual deadline to get purchases done for things that they're trying to close out the fiscal money year and stuff and clear things out, which for some reason they have to keep doing earlier and earlier and earlier every year because it's not for months that it actually does end.
Right.
So it was a lot of extra hours closing things out and tying up loose ends.
Yeah.
So, yeah, didn't really get to do work on any personal projects.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, see family.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't see much of you at all.
All week.
But, last weekend was Double XP weekend in City of Heroes.
Yes.
So we spent a lot of time together last weekend.
This is true.
Side by side.
Side by side.
That was probably the most time that we've spent gaming on a Double XP weekend.
We put in some solid chunks of hours playing.
We did. Friday night from the time you got home, probably, 7 or 8?
Right.
And we played until 3 or 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And got up and started again the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Went and visited the new nephew at home that weekend also.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the time really was gaming. We didn't even record for City of Heroes podcast. Nope. We had made a joke about, sorry guys. But then
we're going to be busy leveling. We're not going to be able to record.
Yeah, because we thought, well, we'll go ahead and, you know, your week will be lighter. We could record Monday night and get the episode up Tuesday. And then you had another hell week and couldn't literally get in front of the microphone again.
Yeah.
So the whole weekend was spent gaming. It was wonderful. We had some great time with friends. We had some friends that we know outside of the game that started the game. So we got to team up with them and muck about and have a lot of fun. Although it's getting harder and harder, I think, on some nights to get everybody on the team.
Yeah.
And I'm dreading the night that everybody's on at the same time.
Right.
We're not going to have enough room on the team. And that part kind of saddens me, because we've got our core group that we've been gaming with for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can't exclude them. And I just hope that it keeps working out, that one person will log out and then half an hour later, another person logs in, so that there's always room
right
for everybody that wants to join. That's my hope. But one of these days we're going to hit the wall and I'm going to feel guilty.
Yeah.
We'll have to petition to see if they'll allow 9 on the team just for us.
9, 10, 12.
Yeah, I know.
16.
It's just a lot of fun. We have a blast with it. But yeah, that was last weekend. Pretty much just solid gaming.
Yeah. That's pretty much all we did.
Yeah. And I've been talking to LT while he's visiting his dad still. Mm-hmm. Because M came home about 3 weeks earlier than LT is scheduled to. And LT will be home Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he won't be home here until Sunday.
Right.
Because the flight comes in super late Saturday night.
Yeah.
But I've been talking to him and just sounds like he's been having a really great visit. Lots of great time with his dad. His dad is a truck driver and he doesn't do the 2 weeks out, 1 week and home thing anymore. He used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now he does a couple days out and then a day or two home and then a couple days out. So M went with him when he was there.
Right.
And now LT's been going too. And so he's been, I mean, lots and lots, days and days and days where it's just him and his dad, and they're having a blast.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an Xbox in his truck and, you know, a TV and all kinds of stuff, so he's not bored. And they get out and they throw the football around and they run around and goof off at the rest stops and stuff like that. So they're getting mm-hmm. exercise and having a good time and just really getting time to talk. So I'm really glad about that.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're having a blast. So he'll be home soon, though. And then his dad will be staying up here. He's flying back with LT, and he'll be staying up here for about a week, visiting with boys mm-hmm. off and on here and there, and also visiting with the rest of his family, because his parents and his sisters and their family still live up here.
Right.
So it's his chance to get, you know, to see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll be heading back, but that'll be good to have LT home. I really miss his little eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Got those little eyes that are just so heart-wrenching. So, looking forward to that. Miss my guy. I do.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'll look forward to, I'm sure, since we've still got some summer left.
Yeah.
Some sleepovers with the cousins and the friends.
Yeah.
And be back to a regular noisy house.
Yay. It's just been too quiet. And I never did quite get used to it this time mm-hmm. because I knew M was going to be home at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and him coming back earlier than LT kind of threw off my rhythm for it normally.
Right.
But I was glad to have the extra time with him since, you know, he's going to be 18 next summer.
Yeah.
There's no telling where he'll be. We have no clue. We're trying to figure that out now. So I was really glad to have that extra time, and I'm glad he's going to get some more time with his dad when he comes back. So
yeah.
It's all good. Yesterday was a lot of fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
It was so fun.
Something that we had been tentatively planning for a long time.
Yeah, months.
That we didn't really have any serious dates for.
Right.
But so what happened was Heather Welliver had won a winery tour
right.
on a radio station.
That's near us.
Yeah.
It's less than half an hour away from us.
And so she had said, we'll have to come down and we'll have to all go. And
mm-hmm.
we're like, awesome.
That would be great because we've never done anything like that.
Yeah. So her and Mark came down yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And she had made reservations. So we went in the morning
mm-hmm.
and went and did a
private
wine tasting.
Yes.
And then a tour.
I was really floored because I thought we were just going along with them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that they had won a tasting for two.
Right.
So I had my wallet out thinking that we had to pay for our portion of it. It was a tasting and tour for four. So we didn't have to pay for anything except for what we decided to buy later. And I was just like, and they picked us. Oh, I was so touched.
Yeah.
That made it even more special. I was so excited and, you know, really, it was a fun thing to do, and it was really fun to do with them and something mm-hmm. to do because it was the first time for them to do it too. So it was really neat that it was the first time for all of us. But then to know that they picked us to be the second couple, I was just like, oh, guys.
So we ended up tasting 8 wines.
Yeah.
It was like three whites and some reds and then a couple dessert wines.
Yeah.
Maybe it was more. It was a lot of wine.
Yeah, there were four whites. And I think there were three, and that included the dessert wine.
Okay, yeah.
And then I think there were four reds, and one of them was port, which mm-hmm. is also like a desserty wine.
Yeah.
So, and it was really good. And let me tell you, I was nervous because I'm such a lightweight mm-hmm. with alcohol. I was like, wine tasting, they give a little tiny bit, but oh, I'm a little nervous.
Right.
So we had eaten right before we left, mm-hmm. so we wouldn't be like schnockered at 11 o'clock in the morning. But I was still a little woo. It was some good wine. There was some that weren't so good.
Yeah, there was a
little
couple,
too bold for me.
Yeah, weird ones for me.
It was really cool for me, though, to do that process to find out, okay, what do I really like out of wine? Because mm-hmm. normally it's like you get a little taste and you buy the bottle and it's like, oh, that's good. You know, but right. tasting them, I was able to figure out I really don't like the full-bodied stuff. I don't like the dry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like stuff lighter and a little fruitier. And so I'm happy to know that I don't have to ever waste my time on, you know, on the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good.
Yeah.
And that dessert wine, we've got to go back and get a bottle of that for our next party. We didn't. We ended up getting a bottle of a light white,
mm-hmm.
like a, she called it a patio kind of sipping wine, you know, something right. to just relax with.
And the bottle says white table wine.
Right. Yeah. Right. It was just really good. And it had a little sweetness to it, which Heather and I both loved. So we got a bottle of that. And I made sure that, you know, it was something that you guys liked too, but you guys uh-huh. ended up not drinking any. And I think Heather and I basically killed that bottle ourselves last night. But it took yeah. us like 4 or 5 hours. So we didn't get hammered.
Yeah.
We just sipped on it all night. And it was so good. I'm definitely going back for more of that. But that dessert wine, which was...
like candy.
Vin de pie, I think is what it was
oh,
called.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was the funny thing is that it was pie. It was pronounced pie. So we were like, pie wine. Of course right. it's good. Of course it's for dessert. It was so good. But it was really, it was twice what the other bottles were. So it was like, well, we'll have to come back and get this for a special occasion party thing because uh-huh. it was more than I wanted to pay for one bottle of wine for just a Saturday night, you know, kind of chilling out thing.
Right.
It was so fun, though. And they gave us a private tour of the whole winery. We got to see the whole process of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And the neat little stories behind the winery and the yeah. vineyard and stuff. And it's a beautiful place. It's Potomac Point, and it's a gorgeous vineyard. Well, the vineyard isn't as extensive yet. It's a new planting. Yeah. So everything's new. They're cutting everything back, trying to establish the roots.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a beautiful winery.
Yeah. And the facilities, the buildings and everything. Mm, and they do weddings there and
parties
party
and
events. And
yeah. I actually joked when we walked out onto this one terrace saying, hey, Chooch, can we get a divorce so we can get married here? And then you guys were like, no, but we could do second vows. And I'm like, but that wouldn't be like legitimate. That wouldn't be like real, you know, that would be like a fake ceremony. Let's just get a divorce and get remarried here. So beautiful. It was very lovely. That was a
lot of fun. It was fascinating to see all the different parts of the production.
Yep.
How they do each piece
yeah.
of it. Going through each of the rooms and seeing where they do the squishing, mm-hmm. the pressing.
Yeah.
And then that some of the wines they don't press, that they yeah. just have it and just have the grapes in the barrel and they kind of compress themselves. Mm-hmm. And then the casking areas where they age. And
yeah.
the production area where that's everything's got all the bottles and...
Mm-hmm.
the sparkling white wines that were yeah. fermenting in the bottle.
Mm-hmm. That was a really interesting process too.
Yeah.
That was really cool. So yeah, I'm definitely going back. I was already planning what's the next wine I'm going to get off of that list because they gave us the sheet and we made notes and stuff on it. So mm-hmm. I'm like, do I want to get that one again or do I want to get something different? Maybe get, because you really liked the port.
I did.
Was that your favorite?
No, I think my favorite was
the Merlot.
The Merlot.
Mm. I have trouble with the red wines. They're a little too strong for me. So the one mm-hmm. I liked was whatever the lightest one was, which was basically their version of Chianti.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was good.
He said they couldn't call it Chianti because it's not
on that region.
In that region, but it's the, you know, their likeness of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good, though. It was light and nom nom.
Mm-hmm. That was very good. Gonna take a quick break play a promo, and then jump right back into this discussion. Because it's fascinating.
At least it is to us. BRB.
In a world where knowledge is power, in an age where time is the most valuable commodity, in a voice that's killing my throat, comes a podcast that will bring you wisdom in less than 1 minute a day. So join me, Martin Darkley, as we journey to enlightenment. Our teachers, classic lines from cinema history. Come then to moviemantras.com and begin a voyage to a higher state.
So what's the natural, cultural, classy thing to do?
I tweeted this.
When you leave a winery?
Right. How do you finish off an experience like a winery where you're sipping wine with chocolate and sumptuous views and a vineyard and all that stuff? What was it that we decided to have for lunch?
That would be chili dogs and cherry limeades at Sonic.
And tater tots.
No, can't forget the tots.
Heather and Mark do not have a Sonic near them, and we have one like 20 minutes from our house. So, of course, we said, where would you guys like to go? Where's that Sonic? We're like, okay, we can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we went to Sonic. We got stuck in traffic coming back to our house to drop their car off because it's on the other side. And we went to Sonic and pigged out on some yummy, greasy food.
Yeah. Got our cherry limeade on.
Yeah.
Only...
I know, cheat.
They didn't put any cherries in any of our cherry limeades.
That was a fail.
Wow.
I know, because that's like the dessert of the dessert drink.
Looking forward, yeah. At the end. It wasn't there. Just lime.
But somehow we carried on with the day. And we went over to the local theater and saw The Dark Knight.
Yes.
Which was very good. I really enjoyed it. There were some things that were kind of like, eh. But in general, I really enjoyed it. And of course, Heath Ledger was... He lived up to the hype.
Yeah, I thought so.
His performance lived up to the hype, let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting to be underwhelmed like I was with Brokeback Mountain. And also I thought that it was some of the, well, he just died and it would be very poetic and perfect and wonderful.
Right.
If he gave this amazing performance as a part of this. But it really was.
Yeah.
I was skeptical that it was going to be that good, but it was... amazing. And I liked his portrayal, and I'm going to piss off a bunch of geeks here, but I really enjoyed his portrayal of the Joker more than Jack Nicholson's, which I never thought I would say. I never thought I would say it. Because I love Jack Nicholson's portrayal of the Joker.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, but he had, I think, really pushed the psychotic, you don't really know what he's going to do next aspect of it so well. And because it was less cartoonish, it was cartoonish, but it wasn't as cartoonish at all.
Yeah.
So it was a lot more subtly scary to me of what his possibilities of evil were.
Right.
So he was amazing.
It's very dark and creepy.
And Christian Bale did I expect the actors that portray Batman to do. They're unrecognizable in the costume. And... when they're out of the costume, they're kind of a flat performance. Not a bad performance.
Right.
But nothing to write home about. That's kind of, to me, been the whole series of it. Mm-hmm. You know? That's how they've all been for me. So, that was good.
Yeah. That seems pretty much how the character is. He's pretty low-key.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it was really good. And Aaron Eckhart, that whole, I enjoyed the complexity of that and mm-hmm. what he went through and all that stuff. I just thought it was a little, I don't know. What did you think?
Well, like we were talking about last night, it was a little too much going on, similar to the third Spider-Man, yes. but not as bad as the
third Spider-Man. I'll agree with that.
Third Spider-Man had way too many things going on. Right. And so this had a little too much, but they brought it together a lot better.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And everything had distinct purposes to the plots. It was all interwoven really well.
Right.
I felt overall the movie was probably 20 minutes too long,
right.
half an hour too long. And
yeah.
If they would have removed some of that complexity
mm-hmm.
and pushed some of that into a third movie,
mm-hmm.
I think it would have been a better experience.
I agree.
And like I said last night, the ending pissed me off.
Yeah.
And it's not because of what happened at the end.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great closing.
Right.
And all of that. It's just how Hollywood has to beat us over the head
yeah.
because we're too stupid to understand anything.
Yeah.
And I felt they really pounded their point, just way over pounded their point.
Right.
And that pissed me off.
Yeah. yeah. When you look at the audience, the prime demographic and stuff like that, it mm-hmm. makes sense that they would assume maybe they did screenings and the younger audience members didn't get it. And that's why they did that.
Mm-hmm.
But for the more seasoned moviegoers, it definitely was a bit, okay, we get it. We don't need you to have the words on the screen with the bouncing ball telling us what is going on.
And I've never been a comic book guy, and Mark was saying that comic books are kind of like that, that they have these big endings that
yeah.
they really spell things out. Which it's a comic book, of course they spell it out, but...
they do have spelling.
So he felt that it was in line with the theme of a comic book movie.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it... Eh.
I did like the movie, though.
Yes.
I really did. I don't think
Absolutely.
It was, like some people have said, I think T said, best movie of the year. I don't agree with that. I don't think it's the best movie of the year.
Yeah.
I think it's, where do you put it in your superhero movies of this year ranking?
Oof.
With Iron Man and Hancock and...
It was right up there with Iron Man. I don't know if... I can say one was better than the other since they were very different films and mm-hmm. very different themes. And Iron Man had a lot more humor to it.
Right.
They both had incredible action. They both had incredible effects.
Yeah.
They both had very strong performances.
Mm-hmm.
They each stand on their own as not being superhero movies, I think. I
mm-hmm.
think that can put them up there as far as the feeling and the drama
mm-hmm.
up against any movie
mm-hmm.
on the screen rather than just the super genre.
I would agree with that. I think. Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know which one I'd like better.
About the Hulk, too. Because you like the Hulk.
That's
better
true.
Than... Where did you put the Hulk when we talked last time?
I liked Iron Man the bestest.
Mm-hmm. But then the Hulk and then Hancock, right?
And then the Hulk and then Hancock, I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
and this
Trump Hulk?
To me, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think so. Easily for me.
To me, it's kind of like a tie between this and Iron Man.
I guess my problem with that is that the whole, like I was saying, the flat Batman kind
mm-hmm.
of thing, the fact that it depends on, and it's true with Spider-Man too, in my book, about to piss off more people.
Mm.
I don't like Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that, you know, I am a fan of Spider-Man. I have read the comics. I can't quote them. I can't tell you this issue did that issue did this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a huge fan of the Spider-Man comic series, the animated series. Peter Parker's not that flat.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Parker is low-key. He's everyman kind of a thing.
Right.
But he's not a rock that's unnoticed. He does have
yeah.
a charisma and charm to him. And Tobey Maguire can't portray that or doesn't portray that or hasn't been allowed to portray that.
I think he's a very good actor. He has...
I haven't seen him in enough stuff to make that call.
He has certain moments where he has the kind of goofy charm or kind of innocent
Right.
Charm. Just very rare.
Yeah.
I think for me, from the get-go, I think they would have done much better if Topher Grace was playing
I don't even think Topher Grace was on the radar when Spider-Man the first one was made. But
I know. Still think just like with Superman Returns, I think they should have swapped the two female leads.
Yeah.
The fact that Parker Posey was the bimbo, Lex Luthor's bimbo, and not Lois Lane, she would have owned that role.
She would have really killed it.
Because
she's, and it's again, you know, we've seen Topher Grace in a couple of different types of movies, and he can act.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Tobey Maguire hasn't been allowed to act to his potential in those movies. I haven't really seen him in anything else. I don't seek him out.
Yeah.
So I can't think of another movie that I've seen him in. I can think of a lot of movies he's been in and I haven't seen them, but he just doesn't do it for me in that role.
Yeah.
And somebody like Topher Grace, you've seen him in different things. He's done different things. Not a huge variety of things he's been given, but I was always disappointed in that. But I think, aren't you the one that told me that for Spider-Man 4, they've recast and he's not going to be in the new Spider-Man movie?
I heard that that was possible, but I don't know that that's the way it's going
to
be.
Because I don't need to see another Spider-Man movie if it's going to be with him as, you know, Peter Parker and all of that stuff. Because that just broke my heart. Because I really love Peter Parker as a character. And I just have been so disappointed in his portrayal of it. And again, too many villains in the last movie.
Yeah. That could have easily been two movies.
And it's the same kind of thing. This is my tangent that I went off on, was where Batman is such a straight, you know, kind of even character. You rely on the villains to bring the punch, to bring the interest. So it's almost like, you know, no matter how good of a performance Batman would bring, the actor playing Batman, the Oscar would always go to the villain, because it's always a much more fun. And we've actually had this conversation in our forums on City Heroes podcast forums. About the richness of the villain characters and stuff like that. Right. I think it can be true. And I think it's true in the case of Spider-Man and the Batman movies.
Mm-hmm.
But not in like Hancock and Iron Man and the Hulk. Those were much more interesting characters. And that's the thing that disappoints me about the Batman franchise and the Spider-Man franchise, is that the star of the show, quote, the hero, the whole thing's about, is one of the least interesting characters in the whole thing. So it's hard. You root for them because they're the good guy. You don't necessarily root for them because of any empathy or like rooting for the passion, you know, kind of thing. It's he's the good guy, so you root for him.
Which Iron Man had.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were rooting for him, not just because he's
the good guy.
Going to be the good guy.
Right. So, yeah. Wow. We kind of had a mini geek out, which we were going to do last night after the movie, but that was the thing, is we came back after watching The Dark Knight with Mark and Heather, and we had planned on, you know, recording a Grail Wolf geek out.
Yeah, they had brought some extra equipment and everything, so we'd be all set up. And
we didn't.
We had dinner and we got to talking.
And we just had too much fun.
Before we knew it, it was 11 o'clock. We didn't record anything.
Yeah. We were just having such a good time talking and getting to know each other better. And we even said it last night, is that there's always so many people. We get together and we have the meetups. And there's always so many people, and it's always so much fun and so much going on. And then it's over. And it's like, I didn't have any, you know, super real conversations. And the ones that I have had, like that one with Andrea at DFH, I remember, and it's really significant to me. Right. So getting to have the whole night to sit and actually get to talk to them and get to really know them, that was just a blast.
That was awesome.
And again, I was struck by how similar you and Mark are. It's just the cutest. Every once in a while, they'd be saying something, and I would just reach over and pat your leg, like, "That's you too, honey. That's you." It was just really fun. It was really fun.
Yeah,
and that's oversimplification, because we went into a lot of different areas in conversation.
Yeah,
and it was, you know, it was some heavy thinking and talking and stuff, and it was just really fun.
Mm-hmm.
To get to go do that, because we don't get that in our normal daily life.
Then we had a great time, though, when Em had gotten home after going out with his girlfriend, and they had gone to the movies and stuff. And then he had seen Batman a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we all got to talk about it.
Yeah.
And he didn't do his, "Hi, Batman good.
Yeah.
And then disappear.
Right.
Didn't do his disappearing act. He didn't disappear into the cave. We sat for
a long time.
A half an hour.
Just talking about the movie.
Talking about the movie mm-hmm. and talking about offshoot, you know, some little tangent things here and there. Mm-hmm. And then he watched Dr. Horrible with us because we were raving about how great it was and he hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah. Well, and I tried to get him to watch it earlier in the week and he was like, mwah, mwah. Yeah. But he really liked Mark and Heather.
Uh-huh.
And so he was like, okay. So he sat and watched it with us the whole thing. And he
was kind of quiet during act one.
Like, what is this? Yeah, he couldn't quite figure out what it was initially.
Through, you know, the half of act two. And then by act three, mm-hmm. he was laughing out loud.
Yeah.
He really enjoyed it.
I think it charmed him. Yeah. I think it was one of those things you come at it with the teenage mind and it's like kind of, that's not cool. But then if you mm-hmm. let that down, and he eventually did and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
He really liked it too, so.
And he can appreciate the music and the singing.
Absolutely, yeah, because of the choir background mm-hmm. and all that. And he really enjoys musicals, so that was how I knew he'd like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't hurt that it had Nathan Fillion in it, and it had Felicia Day, who he's watched the Guild episodes with us, so he knew who she was.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny to me, the person I think he knew the least was Neil Patrick Harris.
Right.
You know, which most of the world knows him as either Doogie Howser or on the new show that he's on, or right. as the guy that came out of the closet, you know, but he was kind of like, ooh, because he doesn't watch the show.
Came out of the closet.
Neil Patrick Harris is gay.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
He came out, I think, but last summer or something like that before the last season started filming.
Wow.
Somewhere around there. It was recent. I mean, it wasn't a huge earth-shattering surprise to anybody, but he finally announced it and...
He never blipped on my gaydar.
Aw, honey, that's so cute.
A lot of people, it's just obvious, but for some reason,
I don't know, I love him. I didn't watch Doogie Howser, but
yeah, I never
he's just
either.
One of those guys that is always so, seems so affable and cool and nice. And
yeah,
stuff,
all the stuff he's been on since then, since I didn't follow it. I really liked him. And their big sitcom now, the How I Met Your Mother, whatever, I haven't watched it, but everybody says he's really good on it.
Yeah. I saw the Britney Spears episode. I tuned in for that one, and he was good in it. What he was on, he wasn't a major part of it, but mm-hmm. yeah, he was, I mean, he's a good actor.
And a good singer.
He really Dr. is. Horrible. And that was something we hadn't planned about talking about, but that uh-huh. was so good. And it was painful waiting out the days while they released Act 1, Act 2,
days,
Act 3.
Which they could have spun it out over a month.
Oh, no, they couldn't. Joss would have had to hide. People would have hurt him.
Right.
And I think they probably wanted to have it all out by the time Comic-Con started out.
Very true. Very true.
It was so good, though. I mean, it was, of course, if you haven't seen it, go to drhorrible.com. Oh, no, it's down now. You can't get it for
stream
free.
It for free.
So you have
anymore.
To get it from iTunes.
You can buy it on iTunes. Mm-hmm. And if you enjoyed, like, the Buffy singing episode, you would probably love this. Because it is essentially a musical.
I would say if you like any of them, then give it a try. Because it is a musical. But it's not like... It is. It's along the vein of the Buffy musical where it's kind of irreverent and funny and stuff. Uh-huh. It's not like, you know, Oklahoma or Funny Girl or something like that.
Right. And outside of the singing stuff, it's got great dialogue and an interesting plot. And mm-hmm. it's superhero-y. And I mean, Dr. Horrible is a supervillain. So.
Yeah.
And Nathan Fillion is Captain Hammer.
It's
corporate
just,
tool.
It's still just wrong. And I said this to Mark and it just disturbs me that he's smiling.
Oh, yeah.
So much. I haven't seen him smile since he was on that Three Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place or whatever that TV show was 10 years ago, 15 years ago. He's, you know, I'm used to him frowning as Captain Mal or whatever. And it just, he was smiling so much. I felt bad for him because I thought his face must hurt. I hadn't seen him smile that much ever, all combined as much as he did in that. So that was a little off-putting. Trying to sync that up with my image of him.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, it was fantastic. And he was hilarious, you know? It was very funny. Some great one-liners. Some great lyrics.
Yes.
And I love Cheyenne Wright. He was just tweeting some of my favorite lines from the songs. And I was finishing them. Oh, I just loved it. That was a lot of fun. The excitement building up to that final act and all that.
Yeah.
It was very fun to, you know, kind of see unfold in Twitter and everywhere mm-hmm. else.
Very well done.
So it was fun.
Bravo.
I can't remember what time Mark and Heather left yesterday. It was very, it was after midnight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was and very late. She tweeted around 3:10 or 3:15 that they had gotten home. So it took them a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so fun. I'm so glad they came out. And yeah. I can't wait. We'll drive out to see them next time. I don't care. But I just...
Yeah.
And I really enjoy that we seem to have so many things in common and found out that Mark graduated high school the same year I did. So we're the same age. And I always look at him and I always think of him as being younger than me. I think I look at everybody as being younger than me because I feel like, a dinosaur sometimes. But yeah, that was kind of funny.
Huh.
It surprised me. So we have, it explains why we have so many common references and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
They're so worldly, though, they make me feel kind of stupid. Because they'll talk about stuff, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I finally, at one point, I told Mark, I said, just make a list of books.
Right.
Because I don't know, but I'm fascinated by what you're talking about. So just give me a list of books, and, you know, I'll read them. They'll go to the top of my reading list, because I've only got, like, 20 books on that list right now. What the hell?
Yeah, I've got a nice, healthy stack.
Yeah,
waiting for some attention.
I know. And we lent them our BBC Office because they enjoy The Office, the American version. And they said they were waiting until they finished the American version to start the BBC. And it's like, to me, it's different enough.
Yeah.
You know, because the British comedy is different from American comedy, which I'm sure everybody that listens knows. And the stories are similar. The basic characters, you know, you've got, you've got the Pam, you've got, you know, the Jim, you've got the, you know, you've got all of those characters mirrored on the BBC, or rather, mirrored from the BBC version.
Right, right. But they're different.
Yeah. They're, and of course, they're able to go further on BBC than they are on American television.
As far as language and irreverence and stuff. Yeah.
And, you know, adult content and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, no, go ahead and give it a try. It, you know, it's cool. And it's only like 2 seasons. Wasn't it 2 seasons that they did, or was it 3?
We got 2.
It was.
Yeah.
It was
the special.
And then the special, right? The like series ending thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so good, and it, I think it's different enough. You know.
Yep.
It's just neat to see how they went a different way with the American versus the BBC. So we lent them that so they could watch that, and I'm curious to see if they liked it as much as we did.
Yeah.
Because we watched it, and I was totally in love with that series. And then when they announced the American one, we were like, oh, my God, they're going to ruin it. Because
they tried it with coupling and they destroyed it, coupling. Yeah.
The BBC coupling was hilarious.
Yeah. And I think they learned the lessons from coupling because they came about The Office very differently.
Yeah.
Where they made the pilot, they used very similar scripts.
Yeah.
They started from the same place, and then they went in 2 different directions.
Yeah.
And
let it be an American version of it rather than a copy of the British.
Right. With the exact same jokes that aren't going to carry.
No, they're not going to work here.
And the certain types of characters, there's certain quirkiness to the characters that you wouldn't be able to work into a different British show with a different British actor. I don't think.
True.
You know?
True.
And that's what they screwed up with coupling, because Jeffrey is Jeffrey on the UK coupling.
Yeah.
Nobody else could be Jeffrey.
No. No.
And they tried it with the US Jeffrey.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
Mm-mm.
And so that's the same thing that on, UK Office, nobody else can be
Gareth. Yeah. Dwight is a good American substitute for the British Gareth.
Absolutely.
But Gareth,
they're very different.
Yeah.
Very, very different.
Yeah. They're similar things, but otherwise they're very different.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
They did it right.
They did. So, I'm glad they got home safely. I was watching for that tweet. I'm glad they got home, and so.
And now it sounds like they're going to try to bring over the IT crowd. And so, again, I'm wincing.
Yeah.
Because I just...
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't watched the British version yet.
What they're doing this time, though, is the one really out there guy is Moss on the IT crowd.
Mm-hmm.
That actual actor is coming to the US version of the show.
Oh.
So it is going to be Moss, and it's going to be the same actor.
But I still wonder if it's going
to work. It's a third
work.
Way to do it. And I don't know. Because IT crowd is kind of iffy on its own. It is quirky UK comedy. But
it's also
even
techie.
For a quirky UK comedy, it's kind of different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really don't know that it can work in the U.S. at all.
It'll be interesting. If not, we still have the original, which I need to watch.
Yeah.
Wow, tangent.
So.
Yeah.
Turned into another media review episode. Yeah. I think we're going to go ahead and wrap up here.
Okay.
We have an email and we have a comment, but one's kind of a deep subject and the other will really get us wound up talking.
You think?
Further. Which? Us? Yeah.
Really us?
And I think we've done enough of that for one show.
Okay. Well, if you would like to send us an email, you can zip one over to us at endoftheblender@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can leave a comment on the site at endoftheblender.com, or you can brace yourselves, call and leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
At 413-669-4720.
Please do.
Please, we're going to lose our number again. If we haven't already, we should probably call and see if that number still works.
Actually, that service, you don't lose your number.
Oh, good. So thanks for listening.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye now. Bye-bye. Bye now. Just sit back and indulge me for a minute. You like the suns in all my worlds. All my worlds. It's hard time you believe. Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.
Bye-bye.